Wow, it is so good to be out here right now. It is so good to reflect on God's goodness out in creation. When the whole crisis started, about 2 or 3 weeks in, I realized I was falling back into an old pattern. The old pattern is called overfunctioning. If you overfunction too long, you will burn out. So good to get outside and to reflect on God's goodness. Today's Mother's Day. So I've been reflecting on my mother, been reflecting on her life and all that she's been through and all that she's going through right now. She lives at the villa, so we have not been able to go see her in a couple months. She suffers from dementia, and so I'm not even certain she's going to recognize us when we go back to see her. Also been kind of reflecting on the way her life has touched mine. There was a point in time when my mother was a single parent, and I gave her all that she could handle. There's one story that kind of epitomizes it. When I was in seventh grade, I had a paper route, and one day, who knows why, I decided to take the paper route money and go to the arcade with my friends. I remember how much that hurt my mom, but I also remember how her love for me didn't waver. It never relented. In that case and in other cases. So today is a day to find a place to reflect. It's a day to think about how your mother has touched your life. And I hope you can find a place like this to do it. Today we're going to study from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. So let's read it together. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. This is God's word. In this passage, what we have is we have a scripture within a scripture. About 50 AD or so, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter, Ephesians, to the ancient church in Ephesus, to Christians. He wrote this letter to instruct Christian households. And so at one point in the letter, he's talking to wives. And another point, he's talking to husbands. And here, look what it says, he's talking to children. Isn't that great that kids get in on this? A little bit later, he's going to talk to fathers. Actually, on Father's Day, we're going to look at that. And then he's also going to talk to servants. And so he's, in this passage, he's quoting from the Old Testament. He's quoting from the Old Testament, which is also called the Hebrew Bible. And from a very famous passage of scripture called the Ten Commandments. And this is what is being taught to us, both in this passage and in that Ten Commandment, that one commandment that we're looking at. And it's this: your mother holds great value with God. Your mother holds deep value in God's eyes. Okay, so the passage is talking to children here that we're looking at, but there's a much broader application. What is it saying? It's saying parents are important. It's saying to God, mothers are important. And therefore, mothers should be important to us. So the most important word in this passage is the word honor. That's the one that kind of stands out. That's the one that is commanded. It's in the imperative form. that's here. And so we want to look at that word honor, because if we're following Christ, we want to do what his word is saying to us. And the word that he's saying to us today is honor. So we're going to look at what is it, why should we do it, and then how should we do it? So we're going to look at what is honor and why should we, and then lastly, how do we do it? So let's start with that. What is honor? And the Hebrew word that I studied in preparing for this, that's the one here, it's called kaved. And it's a prominent word in the Old Testament. It's all over the place. And it has a literal sense. And the literal sense is this. It means heavy or weighty. It's said of the priest Eli in 1 Samuel that he was a heavy guy, which means he had a lot of weight, literally. But it's often used in the figurative sense. And that's what we have here when it's used in the place or to represent this idea of honor, to honor someone. In our day, in our world, sometimes we'll say something that his words had great weight with me. Or the senator, his words were greatly, had great weight with people in Washington. So you can kind of see that's sort of the similar idea that we have here. It doesn't mean that somebody's words weighed over 100 pounds. It just means that they have influence and that people respect what they have to say. And this is what God is saying about mothers. God is saying they have weight. They are to be seen as important. Mothers are to be highly held. Both the general idea of mothers and mothering, and also specifically your mother, my mother, they are worthy of honor and to be highly held. Honor has a lot to do with our attitude towards other people, and in this case, towards your mother. An attitude of respect is what is warranted. An attitude of humility. And if you're at the appropriate age where you're at home, obedience and submissiveness, as the passage teaches. An attitude of desiring to help, not frustrate, but be a help. And, Jesus did this. When Jesus was on the cross in John chapter 19, Jesus was dying for our sins on the cross, and Mary was down there watching and observing. And at that point in time, Jesus remembered Mary, who had brought him into this world. And Jesus asked John to take care of her, one of his disciples, as he was leaving the earth. Unfortunately, some really struggle to honor their mothers, to see their mothers as highly held, and they may have, and it may be you, contempt or even hate for your mother. And if this is you, I am certain there are some legitimate reasons why you feel that way, some hurtful reasons why this is the attitude that you have towards your mother. But what we want to look at today is why does God command it? There must be a reason why he is commanding us to honor our mothers, because it's a pretty widespread commandment. It's to all people. So let's look at that. Why should we honor? Let's go back to the passage again, and let's just look and see what's in that passage that may help us. Again, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Verse 2, "Honor your father and mother," which is the first commandment with a promise. We're getting to the why here a little bit. "So," verse 3, "that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." There's kind of two thoughts there that is shared. It's first of all, it's just saying, generally, it's saying this commandment, there's promises that come with keeping this commandment. And the two things are that it may go well with you, that your life will be good. And that secondly, that you may enjoy length in your life. And so a good and long life is what is suggested here. Now, I want to say this. It's important to say this. It's not a guarantee of those things. And there's many times in scriptures, particularly in the wisdom literature, that we see a path, a wise path that is suggested, and it's not guaranteed. It's saying this, that generally speaking, if you go this way, you will be blessed. You will have a good and long life. You will enjoy God's favor. And the reason for this, the reason why it's a wise way to live, is because if you honor your mother, if you truly are able to honor her, you have learned one of the most important principles that God wants us to grasp. And it is this. It's something that we've been studying in this series, Jesus Saves. It's called poorness of spirit. It's realizing that you cannot do it on your own. You need others to help you. You can't depend just on yourself. Being poor in spirit also means that you realize that without others, you wouldn't be able to make it. So why should we honor our mothers and why should we honor others? Because God wants us to always be aware of the other people in our lives that have contributed to our lives, that have helped us to get where we are, that have made our lives better. Your mom, the only thing that you may be able to find in that is that your mom carried you full term. She brought you into this world. She endured the pain of bringing you into this world. Even at that level, the gift of life is a way that your mother has contributed to you. And so God wants us to reflect and recognize those who have sacrificed for us. So I'm going to put that up on the screen here. God wants us to reflect on, to think about, and then to recognize those other people, those who have sacrificed for you, those who have contributed in a way that allows you to be who that you are. And that goes along with this whole idea of being poor in spirit. So how can we honor? How can we do that? How can we reflect and then recognize? I want you to imagine that I've got some shoes out here and I want you to find the right shoe that fits your foot because I got three different pairs, okay, and I'm hoping one will fit you, okay? So let's find the right fit. So I'm going to give you three ways that you can honor your mother. Okay, the first one is this. I'm going to put a picture up here and you may be able to tell what these guys are doing. They're playing follow the leader. They're running up the sand, and we've got one guy out front, and everybody else is following behind. This is a great example of one way that you can honor your mother is follow the leader. Really goes back to the main teaching point of the passage, which is children, obey your mother in the Lord, for this is right. Follow her lead. I know with the coronavirus, everybody's at home, and things are crazy. And mom's teaching you and taking care of you. And it's just easy to get kind of bristled by that. And one way that you can follow God's word is by being humble and by being cooperative and by obeying what she has to say. Okay? Someday, and it'll be more sooner than you believe, you will be making your own calls. You'll be making what you want to do and what you want to eat and et cetera, et cetera. But until that day, make your mom's labor in your life a joy. And I mean it this way, that the things that your mom is doing and trying to get you to cooperate with, make that easy on her. Make that a joy. So one way you can honor your mother is to follow the leader. Here's another one. And right here, it's that idea of reflect and recognize. Now, children can do this. And maybe those that are out of the home, maybe that are older like me, I spent some time, as I said earlier, doing this. Reflect and recognize. Reflect back on your childhood. Reflect back on the times that your mom impacted your life. Find a place, you know, to sit and think about that. Think of the days of yesteryear. Really open your heart up. And then share. Share it back with her. Maybe that's just a phone call. Maybe it's a video that you could, you know, give and send on to her. Or write something. But share the way that she's contributed to your life. And then the last way, I've got another picture up here for you. And this is passing a heart on to somebody else. And I'm calling this sacrifice back. Sacrifice back. Give up something valuable to help your mom right now in her situation. She has sacrificed for you. Again, she brought you into this world, and there's probably many other things that you can think of that she has done for you. So I want to just pray. I want to pray for you that God will show you how you can honor your mother in this time. Let me just pray. Dear God, I thank you so much for your word to us, and that you help us to remember we need others in our lives. We need our mothers, Lord. And thank you so much for that teaching. And I just pray for all those that are listening in right now that you will touch their hearts, and they will have an open and tender heart toward their mom. And they will be able to find a way, a very real way, even today, to honor them. I pray all this in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Norm, for that awesome teaching on God valuing mothers. Thank you for leading us to the Bible, to God's word on all matters of life. Genesis Church, I have a couple of next steps for you. So if you are all on board with what you just heard, I have a couple of ways that you can actively live out your faith this week, some suggestions for you. First of all, if you can't tell already, moms, you are loved by God. And we hope that you feel loved and honored by your family this week too. That's why our first next step is find a way to honor your mom this week. Find a way to love her well, to make her feel valued and affirmed. For me, that's probably going to look like yard work. And I'm probably going to regret saying this right now, but it's a way that I can love and honor my mom. So we're going to do it. What is it in your life? Maybe it's calling her. Maybe it's doing an act of service for her. What's your mom's love language? And find a way to make sure that she feels valued and worthy of love this week. And secondly, Mother's Day can be a really, really hard day for some people. There's a lot of extenuating circumstances in motherhood or in your relationship with your mother. And maybe you want somebody to talk to and to pray with and work through some of that pain with. We just want to let you know that as a church, we have people who are willing to stand by you on Mother's Day if it's a hard day for you. So we encourage you, direct message us. You can text us at our Genesis text number. You can give us a call. We have people who are willing and ready to pray with you and help you. If today is a difficult day for you, we understand that. We live in a fallen, broken world, but we believe that Christ Jesus has put us here to mend some of that brokenness, even on a day like Mother's Day. So please feel free to reach out.